Great to have you along today on the Ideas Network. As I said, summer sports camps are very popular with high school and club athletes. I remember my daughter spending some time at the UW here in a summer camp program for basketball. And it was a lot of fun for me and for her, I think, at the time. But we're going to take a look not at basketball, but the UW-Madison's volleyball camp and find out why it is attracts so many players. And we'll talk about the ins and outs of camps and what makes a good camp, perhaps, and what, you know, if you're a parent, what makes a camp that's maybe not so good. Gary White, our guest today. Gary's the associate head coach of the University of Wisconsin-Madison volleyball team, which is obviously a great, great team. He's in charge of coaching UW's front row players and oversees opponent scouting as well. He also runs the volleyball camp. So as we visit with him, I hope you'll join in. Have you attended a volleyball camp maybe or another camp? Did it have an impact on your skills perhaps or your kids' skills? What questions do you have about how the UW camp is run? Love to hear from you. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you could send an email to ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. Gary White, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you have a kind of an unusual background for a volleyball coach. How'd you get into it?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I played multiple sports when going through elementary, middle school. And when I got to high school, boys volleyball was actually offered in the state I grew up in. I grew up in Pennsylvania. And I had a bunch of my friends that I played with on the soccer team. And they decided to go out for volleyball. And if all your friends are going to go out for it, you might as well kind of join them. So I joined them for a tryout, enjoyed playing it, and then kind of caught the bug when I was in high school of just really enjoying playing the game. I remember, like right now we're in the summer, we would play summers. We'd buy a grass volleyball net. We'd set up play from 10 a.m. till noon. We'd grill out some hot dogs and then play for another 4 hours. And that was basically our summer, 5 days a week. So I played high school ball, went to college, played club volleyball for Penn State, and then kind of graduated from Penn State, went to the working world, and I was an engineer. So I was a systems engineer. I went and worked for Lockheed Martin in Washington, D.C. So I moved there. Worked there for about 5 years, worked kind of on the defense contracting side with the intelligence community, so totally different realm to where I'm at now. But while I was there, a couple of my friends from college, they had started coaching on a club team and with club players, kind of the high school age, middle school age, and I wanted to still be involved with the sport. And, you know, my dad had coached a little bit when I was a kid. And I'm like, let's go try it. Let's find a way to still be involved. So I joined on with this club in Northern Virginia. It was called Virginia Elite at the time, and met some great coaches there and started coaching some really high-level high school athletes. And at the time, that club, one of their goals was to help high school athletes that wanted to be recruited or wanted to play the game at the next level, how to go about that, how to train for it, how to prepare for it. So I actually jumped on board with a great club and that had the organization that was ready to help kids get to college. Ironically enough, two of the kids on one of the club teams that I was coaching was being recruited by Kelly at the time when he was at the University
Kelly
of Davis.
Kelly Sheffield. Yeah,
Kelly Sheffield, my head coach here, my boss here. So he came to recruit a couple of the kids there. And while I was working with our team, the head coach of the team that I was working with, he was talking to Kelly throughout the entire practice. And I'm just kind of doing my thing, running the practice, running the drills, running the training, the techniques, and the tactics that we were working on in that practice. Talked with Kelly after practice. He invited me to come out to work some of their summer camps. So kind of the topic we're talking about today. He actually invited me to come out. And I was interested. I was like, I've never seen the college game at that level on that side. I mean, I've gone and watched plenty of matches when I was in college. But to see it just from the coaching side, all right, what does it take for a program to be really good? So went out, took a full week of vacation from my normal job, like regular vacation. Most people are going to the beach. I went to work a summer volleyball camp. Went out there and kind of found out, this is what I want to do. Like, this is the world I want to live in. This is kind of, it really hits my brain in the way that I love learning and training and just being involved in athletics. So I got into conversations with Kelly and kind of over the next couple of years of saying, all right, how do you do this really well. Like, if you want to do this, how do you do this so you can be in the career for more than 3 years and be there for 20, 30, 40 years on the coaching side in the college level? And one of the things he had said is you got to learn from the best. What do the best do? What makes them special? What is about their programs that allows them to have continual success? So whether you see Alabama football, Duke basketball, what are the things that make those guys special that year in and year out, even though they've got new athletes, new players, new people in their program, new coaches, they're still really, really successful. So it got me thinking about kind of how to go about that. And one of the pieces of advice he said, look into being a volunteer at one of those programs. And so from the girls volleyball side, we've got 3 paid coaches and you're allowed to have 1 volunteer. And so I started researching what are the top programs in the country that may have that type of availability. While I'm still working in the regular world, I had been in grad school at the time as well. And so I was getting my master's degree in systems engineering. At the same time, I was trying to figure out life in that world. And Kelly and I were continuing conversations over this time, and it's been a year or two now. And one of the things he called me and said, we've got a volunteer spot open if you're interested. Pays you nothing. Like, literally, you get no paycheck. You've got nothing. You'll get some money by working camp, just like a normal coach would. But outside of that, you'd be basically paying your own dime, living on your own world. But it gets you started in this profession if you're interested. And I'd already kind of processed through that all, and I started saving money on the side in case I needed to do it. And told him, I'm on board. The only rule was you just got to wait till July. And he was kind of like, wait, what do you mean, why wait till July? We had been talking in January about this, and they said, well, my systems engineering degree, if I leave the company too soon, I've got to pay back some of that grad school money. So it actually cost me more to take this job or anything like that. And he's like, all good, not a problem. So I jumped on board with Kelly at the University of Dayton for 2 years as a volunteer assistant. And it was a great learning experience for me. And one of the things I loved about being there for 2 years, and a lot of volunteers stay for one, but one of the things I wanted to do for 2 years was you learn so much in those first 12 months. And the best part about coaching is trying to apply things that you're learning every year. Something new, you're trying to learn something new. You're reading a new book and you've got some new philosophies and you're seeing what works. And every year we're developing more for our program. We've got a championship manual here with the University of Wisconsin with our volleyball program that Kelly, every year he's adding something new. One year it's on nutrition, another year it's on sleep, another is on mental preparedness or mindfulness. And each year we're just trying to continue to develop the things that can make our players better, our people better, and just continue to make our program better. So started out playing in high school, got to college, coached club, went to the working world, and then truly dove into it at the deep end in the college world.
And now you're the associate head coach.
Yeah, and I've loved it. So I've been here, this was year 9, so we're going into year 10. Our actual entire staff has been here together that whole time. So Brittany, our other associate head coach, and Kelly and myself have been together for 9 years here. We were actually together for 2 years at the University of Dayton as well. So as a staff, we've been together for about 11 years.
So now let's look at those camps for a minute, because at one point the volleyball camps were doing okay, but they certainly, 500-600 people, I think you might have, and now you're over 2,000.
Yeah, our first summer, I remember we got here in January and February, and we were just like, all right, we've got to get our summer camp programs started. And there's our camp director, his name's Tracy Chenoweth, who works for the entire athletic department for all of our camps. I remember there were days, him and I, we sat like a couple offices down from each other, and we're just checking the camp numbers every day, like, please get us to 30. And then we get to 30, it's like, all right, please get us to 45 kids. Like, we're just trying to continue to grow it. And so that first year, we ended up at about 600 kids, just over 600, which was phenomenal. We were stoked to be able to do that. And it was a part of, one, reaching out to every high school in the state of Wisconsin. Like, hey, we want to introduce our staff to you guys. This is what we're about. We're going to hold a coaches clinic in the long run. We want to get more people involved from this state. The state is a really good state for volleyball. So we wanted to kind of create a little bit of a gap between our coaching staff and the kids and the programs in the state. So that was the high school side. But then we also wanted to reach out to all the club programs that work in the state of Wisconsin. Same thing, introducing ourselves, letting them know what we're about, trying to get them interested, try to get some of those coaches that work there to come work with us in our camps to kind of start to bridge that gap of new staff, new program, what are we about? So that first year, it was a lot of just getting out there and getting our name out. And we ended up 600 kids, which was great. And we usually go, that year we were kind of going more in the middle school, high school age type camps, and also a team camp. So high school teams could come here to the campus to see it and compete and train here on campus. And then I think one of the things that has helped grow our camps is, one, the success of our players. It's the great stuff that they have done over the 9 years we've been here has really just increased the visibility of the program across the state. I know you and I were talking beforehand. I mean, the field house, you look at the attendance inside the field house going from, I think our first year we were averaging 2,000 fans, and now our scrimmage averages more than 2,000 fans. And we've got that place sold out at 7,000. And this year we're going to go play a match in the Kohl Center and try to create the highest attended regular season match in NCAA volleyball history in that building. And I think that exposure and that growth, our accessibility and the personality of our players really speak to young kids. I think Kelly's leadership in the things that this program values, I think people resonate with the hard work and the grit and the tenacity that we kind of build as we go through our program. And I think a lot of those little things have just increased people's awareness to want to be able to come here in the summer.
And you have, it's not only Wisconsin. I mean, people come from pretty far, bring their kids for camps.
Yep. In our high school kids, we've had kids internationally that have came over and paid their way to come to a summer camp for 3 days and pay for a flight all the way here to Madison to see that. Usually we're getting kids from all over the U.S., California, Texas, Florida, the upper Northeast in Maine and Washington on the Northwest. One of the cool parts is our team camp. We've got teams usually from 7 different states around this area that come just to come to team camp. So we've got teams from Wisconsin, Illinois, North Dakota, Missouri came this year. We had a team from Ohio this year. They're wanting to learn about what makes our program special.
And how many camps do you run? There's team and there's individual or group, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, so we start at the youngest is 4 years old. So our youngest camp is for our little Badgers. That is age 4 to 8. And it's kind of the coolest and cutest thing you ever see because you're watching little kids and their parents take lots of photos of their kids just getting involved in athletics. And so it's a small side type of thing, just learning the game a little bit, kind of teaching them a little bit. Then we've got our junior Badgers, which kind of hits the next age group in 8 to 11. And then we'll go all the way up through high school. And that'll be our elite camps and our individual positional camps.
Well, we're going to be this is great fun. We're talking with Gary White, associate head coach of the UW-Madison volleyball team, and he runs the volleyball camps. And so we're learning a lot about him and about the program, and we're going to learn a whole lot more about the camps and how they're run and you know, why they're so good. And maybe what to watch out for if you're a parent and thinking about camps, what should we look out for? And we'll do all that right after this look at the news. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So happy to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here. We're talking about volleyball, UW volleyball, and the volleyball camps with Gary White. Gary's the associate head coach at the University of Wisconsin-Madison in volleyball, and it's great to have him with us. He's in charge of coaching the UW's front row players as well as overseeing opponent scouting as well. And he runs the volleyball camp. So what sports camps have you experienced? Or maybe were involved in a UW volleyball camp. Do you have, you think those give an advantage to the kids who do attend and participate? I hope you'll join in. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 800-642-1234. Or you could send us an email address, ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. So a camp, runs 3 days?
Yeah, our most common one for our overnight camp is a three-day camp. And then we also hold some positional camps, which are just 1 day, where you're just working specifically on one position, like setting or attacking or libero play.
And what do the kids and the coaches hope to get out of it?
So one of the things we want to make sure you're learning something when you come to camp, that you come away with something new, whether that's something brand new to you as a technique or refinement on something that you're working on, One, we wanted people leaving here that they learned something about our game or the sport itself. Another part is we wanted them to have fun. I mean, you, as a kid, you're trying to learn the game, you're trying to develop your skills, but you're wanting to do it in a fun, sometimes competitive environment to kind of continue to have that interest in wanting to continue to get better. And then the third part for us is we want kids to want to come back, whether that is come back to a match in the fall or come back to another camp. We want them to feel that their experience was really valuable to them, that they want to engage in it more, whether that's follow the team and watch the matches online or on TV or come to a match here at the field house, which sometimes a ticket is really tough to get, but wanting them to have that interaction with our program in the future.
And has there been any recruitment out of it?
It's kind of the fun part of camp. We have a lot of kids that are really interested in playing at the University of Wisconsin that come to our camps. And what it allows us to do as a staff is really get to work with a couple of players throughout the entire country that are really interested and find out a little bit more about how they learn, how they develop, and what things kind of make them tick as a volleyball player, which is a really great environment for us. And so for like our elite camps, we've got kids that are playing for some of the top volleyball clubs in the country that are interested in seeing, all right, what is my game and how do I compare to others across the country? And can I learn and develop more skills here while I'm here for only 3 days?
Yeah, that's amazing. And the popularity of it, I think there was an article in the State Journal, perhaps, about camps and the team camps, I think, was highlighted in it. And one thing that one of the coaches talked about, I think, was the team esprit de corps, spirit, just getting to work together as a unit and know each other better and have fun doing it.
Yeah, I remember when I was a kid going to team camps for basketball. It was something that we did as a high school program where you'd go to a local college, university, get away from your area for a couple of days, learn from a new coach. So with our team camps, we're trying to hit two different parts. One, teach and learn. And then the second part is develop the bonding that the team will need as they head into their fall season. With fall, girls volleyball and high school is a fall sport here.
Yeah.
So what we talk about with the high school coaches is like we're trying to give you a springboard into your preseason, into your beginning of your season, allowing you to learn more about your team and what things you want to have or what things you want to develop, whether that's offense, defense, or communication or team leadership. Camp allows you just to explore and see and kind of do it in a fun environment. Everyone, we tell every coach, everyone's got to play. So it's not like you're playing for a state championship or anything like that here in our 3-day camp. We do have a Bucky trophy that we kind of actually do give out. It's a traveling trophy that's about 3 feet tall that goes to their local high school if they win our little camp tournament. But we try to kind of develop what do teams need to kind of get their season started. And with our camps, one of the things that we do that we think is kind of special is we've got both sessions where you're on court, where you're actually working on the game itself, and then we hold off-court sessions, which can include Q&As with our staff or our players or instructional video sessions on things that we do here with our athletes. So we kind of try to develop both the athletic side and the mental side for athletes that are here in the summer.
So, and you kind of mentioned it, but in terms of the instruction itself, you've got, so you're probably out there.
Yeah, so our coaching staff is in charge of the entire programming for all of our camps. So myself, Kelly, Brittany, we work together on all the programming for the camps. And then we hire coaches that are people that we've worked with in the past, whether that are club coaches, high school coaches, and other college coaches come to work our camp. And here locally, we've got both the coaches that work at Edgewood College come to help out. And for them, it's really exciting because they get to see more Wisconsin athletes, and they've sometimes recruited kids that they've been able to work with at the camps. So we try to get people that have worked with volleyball athletes for a long period of time, that know how to train, know how to teach, that are really interested in the Wisconsin way. We've had a couple coaches that have been working with us for every year that we've been here. Nine years we've been here. We've had a couple that worked with us at Dayton, and they wanted to follow with us as we came here with our camp. So, like, all the training is developed from our staff, and then we have people that we bring in to help work, including our players. So our players, if they're interested in working our camps, that we totally allow them to and pay them to be able to work our volleyball camps.
So yeah, I was going to ask about the players, and that's probably got to be, I mean, like this year with you got national champions. You are the national champions for kids to come and see those girls, those women, young women, that they probably watched on TV or maybe they saw in person has got to be a huge thing for them.
It was with this summer being the first real summer of us being back in our summer camp programming with all the stipulations that we had over the last couple of years, it made seeing some of your role models real again. Like, you're right in front of them. You're right next to them. The autograph session at the end of all of our camp closings usually takes like 2-3 hours. Like, they're trying to find and meet every player that we've got on our program. But one of the things I think that is special is the way our players interact with campers. And they remember what it was like to be a high school player or middle school player and wanting to learn the game. And they would say, like, man, I can't believe I ended up where I'm at just from where I started. But it all started somewhere. And there was that first idea of, I really want to be really good at this sport. And they've all been to summer camps in the past, whether that's here at our school or some other school. Yeah. So they kind of remember that experience. And when they're working, like, it's really fun with our little kids. When we're talking about that 4-year-old group or all the way up to 11 in the youngest age group, just them being able to see these 6'6", if you're Anna Smirak, 6'9" girls, and just wide-eyed and be like, oh my gosh, these guys are amazing. But they're real people, and they connect really well with athletes. And then you get to the high school level, and those kids want to know, how do I become recruited? How do I choose what college I want to go to? Like, some of the questions we had at team camp and our elite camp to our players were about, how do I get over mental struggles? How do I get over, I got aced in a match. What do you do to kind of prepare yourself for the next point? And they were asking really good questions about the things that our players have been through and are still working through. And none of our players would say we're perfect yet, but we're going to continue to get better at it.
And one of the players themselves, you must talk with them about their own experience, how they feel about the coaching and the things that they do.
Yeah, the fun part of the coaching side for them is really they get to learn the techniques all over again because they've now got to teach it. And I think one of the best ways to learn is to then have to teach, because you really have to refine how you articulate the things that you want someone to do. So rather than using a big paragraph to explain, have your shoulder do this, they've got to figure out, all right, how do you simplify that for an athlete? How do you make it easy for them to kind of connect to it so that they can improve on it? And then, all right, how do you help them improve? What are the ways to kind of manipulate a drill or a technique to kind of get them to feel it and then be able to implement it? And it's a lot of the things that we do in our gym. The one big question we ask our kids a lot in our gym is, what did you feel as you were trying to do a technique? Did you feel that? And they get to do that same thing with the campers when they're here.
So let's say somebody's listening and they've got a daughter or son even who is interested in camps. What do you look for in a camp? I mean, it sounds like we look for something like yours, but are there things that might make you cause for concern a little bit about some other camp, for example?
The stuff we usually focus around is the instruction. Are you getting really quality instruction? Or who's leading the sessions? Who's leading the camps? What is the big one that people will talk about is the camper to coach ratio. My big thing is making sure you've got really good coaches. I think that's a big thing for us. And that's why we hire other college coaches and club coaches, people that have been coaching for a long time, because we want that instruction to be really valuable. And then one of the things is, what are all the experiences you're going to have in camp? And here at the University of Wisconsin, this actually connects to back when I was a kid, is you get to experience being on campus. You get to experience eating on in the dining hall, the Gordon Dining and Event Center right next door. You stay in the dorm. So our campers this summer stayed in the brand new renovated Whitty Hall. You get to see all of campus when you're going to the different gyms and the facilities, whether that's the field house, the new Nicholas Recreation Center, or in the Cole Center. So you're getting to experience all of campus. And I remember when I was in high school, I went to Penn State's volleyball camp for boys, and it got me to see the campus and learn about it, and that's where I ended up going. And so one of the things we tell our coaches is there's a lot of kids here from this state or Illinois or Minnesota or Iowa, kind of that area, that are interested in, is the University of Wisconsin where I want to go for regular school? Not just to play volleyball or anything like that, but just, do I want to go to that university? And I get to experience going up to the terrace and seeing what Memorial Union looks like and kind of experiencing the full aspect of what Madison offers at the high school level. It's a really great experience for kids.
Let's take a call. By the way, you can join in too. Number to call 1-800-642-1234 or email to ideas@wpr.org. Jim and Rhinelander, we'll give you a chance. Thanks for calling.
Hi. I'm happy to get a chance to talk to you, and I'm interested in the subject. I'm wondering if they do as much camps and summer programs for developing boys volleyball.
It's a great question. We used to run a couple boys camps a couple years ago. We haven't been running them as much since, but the school right next to us, Edgewood College, just actually started men's volleyball over the last 2 years. And so one of the things we do is we connect with Jeff Thomas is the head coach there. And what we've been asking is how to develop boys in this area. And that's one of the ways we've done it, is working with Edgewood College.
Okay. So, and so Jim, you could check in with Edgewood College. And the good thing there is that you, those people have been working with you guys.
Yep. Both their men's and women's coaches have both worked our camps in the past. They've been there for years. So Paul Schlomer, the head coach at Edgewood College for the women's side, and then Jeff Thomas was the first head coach for the boys' side there at that school.
Jim, thanks very much for calling. I appreciate your call. What about somebody might say, well, how much does it cost to go to one of these camps anyway?
Yeah, what we try to do is have a variety of different options for kids. And the one is our positional camps are kind of our cheapest camp. It's a one-day camp, and that's usually running you just over around $120. And so that includes two sessions in the day. It also includes lunch. And so it's just a one-day kind of in-and-out day-style camp. And then it goes all the way to our elites. Three-day camps are overnight ones there, and you're usually kind of in your mid-400s to $500 for coming to camp, and that includes all your meals, includes your lodging, all the training. With one of the things about the University of Wisconsin and the space that we have, we actually bus kids to different facilities on campus to try to get them there a little bit quicker rather than what used to be the natatorium, which was up on the lake shore. It could take you 20 minutes just to walk there. So we rent out buses to take kids from the Cole Center all the way straight up to that area or the field house. And so all of that stuff is included with what you do when you come here for camp.
And I'm guessing they probably all wind up with T-shirts or volleyballs or something.
Yep. So everyone gets T-shirts. They come in. They get a water bottle, all the fun fixings that you get here when you come to campus. And that's common across all of our sports. So you get a T-shirt and the water bottle.
And the sport, I was trying to think of the other sports. I know basketball, women's basketball, I imagine men's basketball does it too. What are the other sports at UW that offer camps?
Yeah, most, if I remember correctly, all of the sports here are offering some sort of camp now that we're back into our normal camp season. So I know soccer has theirs, basketball has theirs, golf has theirs out at the U Ridge, tennis, swimming definitely has theirs as well. They're actually, we're going at the same time we were this year. Basketball usually goes a little bit before us. And soccer is kind of in that July time. But all the camps kind of have different schedules for when they run their camps. So one of the things specific with volleyball, we primarily run our camps in the summer is kind of our big time. But I know there are some that will kind of do different small ones throughout the entire year. But most sports, and it's uwcamps.com. It includes all of the sports and all their camp offerings as they go through the year.
And you, with running it in the summer, and I'm pretty sure you've got your practice starting up pretty quickly.
Yeah, so we start practice here next week. So our preseason begins next Tuesday is our first practice, and then we're getting right into it. So for our staff, we ended our spring about 2 weeks before finals, and then our players go away for a little bit, and then they come back for summer school while our staff is out recruiting. So we spend most of the month of July out on the road as a staff, working through the recruiting side, kind of getting the next group of Wisconsin Badgers. And then July is our camp time, and then August, boom, you're right back into your fall season all over again.
And I was thinking back to a couple of articles I saw where the team went and did some sort of exhibition at small, I think they were in Beaver Dam, for example.
Yeah, this spring we actually wanted to get out in the community. Kind of we were talking about that first year here when we were talking about camps, about getting out in the community. So this year what we did is we reached out to a couple local high schools in the state of Wisconsin and then right on in Dubuque for Iowa. So we played a high school match at Beaver Dam High School. We played a match at McGuanago High School down the southeast, and then we played at the University of Dubuque. So we did three matches where we kind of got out of the town. And I remember talking with the AD at Beaver Dam, and I'm like, hey, we'd love to come out. And she called me within like 20 minutes saying, yes, what do we do to have to get you here? Like, this is great. So we set it up with the University of Green Bay, and we met there. Basically, it was kind of halfway between the two of us. We met there, and I told her, hey, maybe we should just do tickets so people know that they can get in. And I'm like, oh, we probably won't sell it out. Like, it'll be fine. And she calls me 48 hours later after we open up these tickets. She's like, we're already sold out. And we were like 6 weeks away from doing this match. I was like, okay. So it's exciting. But then you get there and our team sees going to a local high school and seeing a line of 300 people standing outside ready to get in. And it fits 2,000. But just seeing the excitement to see the team on the road, and it kind of gives our players that perspective of what this means outside of our home base in Madison. And all three of them were sold out. All of them were packed. It was a blast to play. We played Green Bay, we played Marquette, and then we played Northern Iowa at those sites.
Yeah, I think it's not bad for the students, the players, to get out of Madison and see what maybe parts of the other state, because they're not all of the players are from Wisconsin, for sure.
Yeah, it was a blast to watch Liz Gregorski, who's from the from Wisconsin. She's up north in kind of the Appleton area. But for her to play kind of out in the community and for everyone to see her. And the best part about the spring is you're seeing players you haven't seen as much yet, because you may have seen certain players in the fall or kids that now have graduated. And now you're seeing all the new crew and seeing what they can do and kind of get to see them a little bit live right in front of you. And you kind of get to see them
pretty
in your
close homies. Up.
Yeah, right in front of you. And especially, I mean, I've been in some high school gyms and you're right there on the court.
So speaking of seeing you guys, seeing the team play, there's a big event coming up this fall that I think would really be great when the team will be playing at the Kohl Center.
Yeah, so we're going to play the University of Florida at the Kohl Center on September 16th. It's a Friday night. It's the first match we've ever played in the Kohl Center with our staff here. Actually, years ago, they actually held the NCAA Final Four in the Kohl Center when the Kohl Center originally opened up. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to fill that place. We want to sell it out. And if we were to sell out this match against Florida, Florida is actually the team that we played in the Elite Eight 2 years ago. And we won, I think it was in five, to go to the Final Four that year. And it's a really good program. But if we were to sell that out, we would now hold the NCAA record for highest attended match in regular season history. And we'd have that one, and then the NCAA final from this past year was the most attended NCAA final in history. So if we can sell it out, we'll have both. We'll have the highest attended postseason and regular season match.
And tickets go on sale. And, you know, here we're not talking about a huge amount of money here for tickets.
No. So currently group tickets are on sale for $4 a piece if you're buying a big group amount. And then single match tickets are going on sale, I think, in about 2 weeks. So people will be able to pick up tickets there. And I think, I don't know off the top of my head, but I believe it's like $15 for a ticket in the lower bowl. And so you've got different price ranges. But for a family of four, it's a great night to be able to go out and be there for 2-3 hours, see a match in the Kohl Center. There's a football game on Saturday. So you've got Wisconsin Athletics galore on that weekend between volleyball and football.
Oh, it's such a fun sport to watch. And the team is so exciting to watch. And I wanted to mention that there's a new partnership to expand the Big Ten volleyball globally.
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. So actually what's interesting is my head coach, Kelly Sheffield, is down in Chicago with two of our players. He's down there with Sarah Franklin and Anna Smrek, and they're doing the Big Ten Volleyball Media Day. And the first time ever that there's ever been a Volleyball Media Day. And so they're bringing all the head coaches and two players from every program to be down there with the Big Ten. I was watching it on the Big Ten Network last night, and they're doing it again today. So Kelly's on, I think, actually in about an hour. But yesterday, as they were doing this, they announced a partnership with Volleyball World, which is a website, a broadcasting website that goes across the entire world. And one of the things that's special is the Big Ten is the only conference that has this partnership with them, where they're going to be broadcasting Big Ten volleyball matches on Volleyball World. And what that allows is we've got a couple international players on our team. You're Anna Smrek, you're Yulia Orzel. We've got a kid coming from Turkey, her name's Golce. And those guys, their families now have access to watch Wisconsin volleyball from home. And that's a huge deal, where usually you're just getting people in the States that have Big Ten Network. And now Big Ten's going to get even bigger here in a couple of years. But you've got people across the world that are now going to be able to watch the Badgers play on Friday nights or Saturday nights.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you did mention we got a couple of new schools coming in. What do you think about the addition?
The Big Ten just keeps getting deeper and deeper in the amount of competition and the quality of competition. We've played USC a couple of times. We've played UCLA a couple of times. I mean, they're top 15 programs in the country. And now if we get to 16 teams in our conference, you could be seeing 10 teams in the NCAA tournament just from the Big Ten with the quality of competition we have.
Gary, it's such a pleasure to have the chance to talk with you. I want to thank you so much for being with us today and talking about UW volleyball and the camps. It's a great experience for kids, and watching the games is just a great experience for everybody. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, guys.
Gary White is the associate head coach of the University of Wisconsin-Madison volleyball team, women's team, and he runs the volleyball camps. It was great to have him with us. And it'll be great to have Scott Craven back tomorrow. He'll be answering your wildlife questions. I hope you'll join in for that. And in the meantime, stay with us. Lots in store on the Ideas Network. I'm Larry Mueller.